Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast may contain coarse language. Listener's discretion is advised. Also, this podcast will obviously contain spoilers for Demon Slayer. Please beware. Listen at your own risk.
Welcome to the Demon Slayer podcast. I am your host, V-Lord GTZ. And with me today, I have one of my usual co-hosts, Laser Kid.
Hello, everyone. I'm escaping the train of the Toonami Faithful over here to talk about Demon Slayer again.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's been a little bit of time since our last talk about Demon Slayer, mainly because we've been in a Demon Slayer drought of sorts, waiting for that oncoming Hashira training arc. And luckily, the wait is almost over for us. We're almost on to brighter pastures.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And even though it's not April yet when the Hashira training arc is expected to start, we luckily have something to tide us over in the form of another Demon Slayer theatrical event and world tour.
You know, at this point, it wouldn't be a new season without it.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like after the huge, massive success of Mugen Train in theaters, it kind of only makes sense to continue the theatrical presence of Demon Slayer, even if it's not just, like, an exclusive movie anymore.
Yeah, well, I mean, people go.
Yeah, I mean, it prints money. Like, the last recut did, like, really well. I forget the exact sales, but, like, for something that's literally gonna air on TV, like, in short succession afterwards, it's, like, very successful.
Absolutely.
So in addition to the theatrical screenings that many people around the world will be able to go see, they're doing, like, big world tour events like last time, which include New York, Berlin, Germany, Mexico City, Sao Paulo, Brazil, Paris, France, London, and I think they also are doing one in Tokyo as well.
I mean, that would only make sense.
Yeah. And I think they also are going to be doing an India one as well, but they haven't, like, pinned down the date yet. Which makes sense, because Demon Slayer is really big in India.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, and if all things go according to Keikaku, Keikaku means plan.
It does?
Yeah, it does. I will hopefully be attending the New York premiere, which will probably be the same week that this episode comes out, based on our release schedule. So, yeah, we will be covering it, even if, like, worst case scenario, I'm not able to go. Marion, our good pal, is also attending. So we'll get the scoop from them, or we'll get the scoop together. You can always get two scoops.
And it's a crowd of raisins.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so it should be a really good time. The special guests for the New York screenings are Natsuki Hanai, the voice of Tanjiro in Japanese, Hiroshi Mono, the voice of Zenitsu in Japanese, and then producer Yuma Takahashi. So it's a pretty solid lineup.
Yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, and it, like, from what I've heard too, it's like a proper, like, red carpet event too, which is kind of fancy.
It's very, very fancy, especially for an anime film, but a Demon Train led the way.
Like, they're doing it at the Regal Union Square, which I haven't been to, but I heard it's, like, pretty nice. I, like, look at a picture of it. Yeah, no, this looks pretty nice. I dig it. Yeah, no, I'm very hyped for this. I think, like we said, it kind of just makes sense to continue the theatrical presence of Demon Slayer. And honestly, it just helps tide us over until we get that full slab of Demon Slayer goodness.
Indeed. And hey, maybe we'll get more slabs of Demon Slayer goodness as it goes through Toonami. Maybe we'll see more.
That's right. I mean, the Toonami run's been pretty strong. I mean, they're on the Entertainment District right now, which, I mean, is a really good arc. I mean, you have the flashiest boy in there.
Heck yeah. I'm just glad I'll be talking about that soon and not the Demon Train again. Again.
God, I don't want to talk about again. The Demon Train again.
I was made to, so that was fun.
I'm glad I wasn't on there. The one advantage of me being too busy with real life work nowadays.
I felt so bad. I'm like, yeah, good story.
Yeah.
Train joke. Insert train joke here.
Exactly. Ha ha, funny joke.
Ha ha, funny joke. Obligatory.
But yeah, Laser, are you going to go see this theatrical event?
I'm probably not. I love Demon Slayer, but I haven't seen any. The only one I saw in theaters was Demon Train. The one that's actually a movie.
The Demon Slayer podcast does not condone Laser's behavior. we're going to have to remove him.
Well, I will say a lot of my friends did go see the last one and they had a lot of fun, though. So if that's your sort of thing, I'm not going to say don't do it. It's a cool thing. I'm just not big on compilation movies.
Fair enough. Laser, you can stay now.
All right.
You're back in the club.
Yay!
Yeah, I mean, I'll definitely be going to the event, obviously, so I'm going to see this, but I'm debating whether I want to go see it again in, like, a normal theater. I'm leaning towards no.
If you go to the event, you're already getting, like, the primo experience there. You're not going to top that.
Yeah, and I don't know if I really need to see episode one of a TV anime multiple times in theaters.
That's kind of why I wouldn't personally do it, but, you know, if I hadn't read the manga, my opinion very well might be different. If I was dying to know what happens next, I really would probably go see it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember I saw, like, the last one, like, in theaters as well, in addition to going to the tour event. And that one was, like, interesting, because, like, I felt like the people in the audience with me that hadn't seen the episode before or didn't read the manga definitely felt underwhelmed. Like, one of them, like, walked out of the theater afterwards and was like, I felt bamboozled.
Yeah, because, I mean, for them, for someone who is, you know, new, you're seeing things you mostly, the three-fourths of that is stuff you've already seen.
Yeah, exactly. And at that point, it's like, am I really paying, like, a $15 to $20 ticket just to see an episode's worth of new content?
That's kind of why I'm not really wanting to do it. That right there.
Yeah, but I mean, clearly there's a lot of fans that are interested in it.
Well, and it's nice, I mean, that's an option, because you know what? There are a lot of anime fandoms that would kill to have this kind of access in theater.
Yeah, I mean, I can't think of another anime that's doing this in the U.S. like Demon Slayer, like premiering the first episode for every single season in theaters.
Let me tell you, the only other time I've seen something anywhere even remotely close to this sort of thing happen. As a Doctor Who fan, 10 years ago, for the 50th anniversary of Doctor Who, they put the 50th anniversary special in theaters. That is the closest thing analogous to this that I've ever seen.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it happens in, like, Japan for some, like, series. Like, Oshinoko's first episode was a theatrical premiere.
You know, I can actually totally see that given that length.
Yeah,
because
it was pre-planned as a theatrical premiere.
Kind of wish they'd done that here. I loved Oshinoko, like, a lot, but that would have been really cool to see that in theater.
Yeah, I feel like if they had known how big it would have become outside of Japan, they probably would have. But I think Oshinoko is one of those things where, like, people knew it was going to be popular, but I don't think people knew how hugely popular it was going
to
be.
That makes total sense to me.
But yeah, I mean, as far as Demon Slayer goes, though, more power to them for continuing the theatrical trend. And go show your support if you're interested by seeing the first episode of Hashira Training Arc in theaters. I guess the other thing to note, too, is, like, they're also going to show the Swordsmith Village arc finale. So it's similar to last time, where it's, like, finale of the previous season, first episode of the new season.
Yeah, and I got to admit, those finales have been fantastic. Every season, they've upped the game on the finales. So, not like you're going to see bad animation. Like, it is an excuse to go see some really high-end, great animation on a big screen. So, there is that.
Yeah, definitely, for sure. But Laser, do you have any lingering thoughts before we escape to the void and talk about Demon Slayer again another day?
Forward to seeing the next season, seeing how they adapt stuff. We're getting there, man. There's not a lot left to adapt. There's really maybe two or three more seasons at most.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, like, I'm thinking, like, three seasons.
I'm thinking three as well. I'm thinking, you know, Hashira training, and then the final arc you split in half.
Yeah, I'm thinking that too.
That's kind of what I think is going to happen.
I mean, it definitely makes me wonder, though, how much of the manga the Hashira training arc's going to even cover, because the Hashira training arc's not even that long.
No, it's really not. But one of the things the anime does a really good job of is it adds context to things that the manga didn't. It's one of the reasons this anime adaptation so nice to me is there were holes in the manga where I'm like, okay, I mean, it's not bad, but I'm kind of curious, cocking my head a little bit. And then watching it, I'm like, I see what you did there. Hashira training is ripe for that.
I definitely agree. There's definitely a lot of room to flesh it out and help improve the setup and build up for the final arc. But yeah, I guess if we're done talking about Demon Slayer for now, we can get out of here. Demon Slayer, good people.
Set your theater ablaze.
Maybe don't set your theater ablaze.
Set your soul ablaze in the theater.
See, okay, that's safer. The Demon Slayer podcast does not condone burning down theaters.
I will go one further. I do not condone arson. I'm just being a dummy.
Oh my god.
You're okay. Welcome. You're welcome.
Laser, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me on Twitter at LaserKidPrime. Assuming I actually look at there at some point again, I'm over on Blue Sky at LaserKid. And of course, you can find me over on Toonami Faithful.
Awesome. As for myself, you can find me on Twitter, Blue Sky, and Instagram at VLordGTZ, where most of my tweets now are about movies because I see too many movies now.
I noticed. You've been out there. That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, no, I guess I need a rebrand from being a manga addict to a movie addict.
Will you be buried in a pile of DVDs now? Like me?
No, because I'm not going to buy Blu-rays. I'm just going to go to movie theaters.
That's fair enough. You'll be buried in popcorn then.
That's the thing, though. I don't get popcorn usually. I'm not a big popcorn person.
So you're escaping the burial chamber. That's good.
I guess. I mean, I usually get, like, soda, like a chocolate bar, or, like, pretzels.
Buried in pretzels. There we go.
There we go, yeah.
There's your answer.
But yeah, go check out my social media. And then I do a bunch of other work besides being a movie addict, I guess. And you can find a lot of that writing over on mangamavericks.com, where we post interviews, reviews, and news about the anime and manga industry. And then I also write occasionally once in a blue moon for TanamiFaithful.com. And I also help out with the social media for Weekly Shogakukan Edition at WSS Talkback on Twitter. And I also do a bunch of other podcasts besides this one in the, I guess, it's not the V-Lord podcast universe anymore.
Yeah, I memed it into existence and then I got memed out of existence.
Yeah, I guess it's the Manga Mavericks Podcast Network, which is composed of many amazing podcasts, like Saturday Night Shogi at Saturday Night Shogi, Oversoul Shaman King podcast whenever we get back to doing that, and Dumb Weebs podcast whenever we get back to doing that.
We really do need to do a Dumb Weebs episode at some point. It's been a while. Gotta get the gang back together.
We need to think of a topic. We
need to get something where we can drag J-Mac and Amperin out of retirement.
Yeah. It doesn't even have to be, like, anime, honestly. It could be, like, a game or, like, a TV show.
Absolutely. I mean, Dumb Weebs is just about having fun.
Yeah.
So go listen to Dumb Weebs, even though we're terrible at updating it.
Exactly.
But, I mean, we have cool things to say about things you might also like, huh?
Yeah. And also go check out our titular podcast, the Manga Mavericks podcast, which you can find on Twitter at manga_mavericks, where Lum, Ramayasha, and Colton do an amazing job of covering the ins and outs of the manga industry. But as far as the Demon Slayer podcast is concerned, you can find us on Twitter at DSlayerPodcast, and you can also find us on Instagram at Demon Slayer Podcast. So go follow us on there. The episodes are also now posted on the MangaMavericks.com website if you want to just a hub to watch everything to. And we're on every podcast platform out there at this point. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Podbay, you name it, we're there. So go look us up, subscribe, give us a rating or review if you feel like it. And yeah, just enjoy the episode. Have a good time. And if you want to email us at all with any questions or comments, you can also send us a message at demonslayerpodcast@gmail.com. And if your message is interesting or you have a good question, we might just mention it on the podcast. Also, one other thing is that now that we're part of the larger Manga Mavericks family, we also have a new Patreon for that respective family, which is the Manga Mavericks Patreon at patreon.com/mangamavericks. If you like our content, you're going to love Manga Mavericks, honestly, even more. So go support the Manga Mavericks Patreon. All the money that goes there also helps support the website, which in turn helps support us. So anything you can give, whether it's as little as $1, goes a long way. So yeah, that about does it, though. So we will see you guys later.
About setting your popcorn ablaze.
I don't want fiery popcorn in my mouth.